back to the best hour of the week.
Or at least
highlights from it. Yeah, ooh. Our squared call, that's the best hour of the week, isn't it?
Well, there's
it?
More than 1 hour. Yeah. All right, anyway, the best 15 minutes of Monday morning. How about that? So I have a parade of techniques today. Actually, I have two of them, so they're kind of short.
Of course you do.
Yes, I am a rule
you
breaker.
You rule breaker,
figure
yes.
it out. All right, so I'm just looking at my notes because I want to make sure this is right. So how many of you have been surprised on a morning when you sit down at your computer and here is a birthday notifying you on Facebook, oh, it's someone's birthday, and you think, oh, if I had known that in advance,
yeah.
I just sent a card. Oh my gosh, I need a better system. How many of you want to deepen relationships with past clients, with future clients, with prospects, with family, whatever, whatever? So did you know you can use Facebook to do that? So here's what we did on one of our calls. We each went in. We had the expert walk us through how to exactly find all the birthdays for this month. And there's the list of names and there's the date. So you can either put them in your calendar or whatever. But what if you did this? What if every month or every week, or make it manageable for you, what if you entered them into the CRM? And you added people's birthdays so that you could send those cards. You could be notified a month in advance. I absolutely love that idea. It wasn't even hard to do. You could do the whole year if you were an animal. Or you could delegate. So, all right, my second parade
of
techniques.
Which animal would you be?
Because I am okay. A fox.
Okay.
Because I am going right to my next one.
Couldn't
is an app. So here's a student who needed to have a property staged. And she checked into virtual staging, and it was $50 per room. And she went, wow, I wonder if there's an app that could do the staging for me. And that's what she found. It was $20 per month for the cost of the app. And so we all went, okay, I want to see this. I want to see the results, right?
$50 a room, $20 per month.
Well, but wait a minute.
Is not a hard choice.
Does it financially?
Yeah.
But is it effective? Does it work? So if you want to see the results, I'm going to give you the address. Oh, I have permission to do this. 5282 County Club Lane. 5282 County Club Lane, unit number 108 in Burlington, Kentucky. 41005. And so you go see for yourself which rooms are staged and which aren't.
Oh.
Was it worth the $20? No, here's what she said. It was a little wonky. You know, at one point it added a bed that really wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you kind of have to learn that it's going to fill spaces or you cannot fill spaces. It took her a little while to figure it out, but now that she's got it figured out, I think you're going to be pretty impressed with the results. Maybe save you some bucks.
Good job.
Yeah, I think so too.
Hmm.
Do you have one measly little parade of techniques?
No, it's not measly. It's
okay.
A good one because it resulted in a referral.
Okay,
a
that's
listing
good.
Referral from an agent in another company in another area of the state.
Okay.
Because
pray
I
tell.
Updated my social media profile, and that's what the agent said. I chose you because your profile was up to date and you looked friendly and competent.
Okay.
And then make sure you call them back when they call you.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
Now, how many times have you gone to find somebody's email or phone number, gone to their social media profile on whatever platform, and there's nothing there?
How about how many times have you Googled and searched and turned to the next page and
right.
Oh my gosh.
So let's stop being secret agents and welcome those people who want to contact us.
Yeah, maybe we should all, maybe that the parade of techniques in addition is, because I'm adding today, is is to Google yourself or Google your best friend, have your best friend Google you and see what comes up. Is your phone number there? I can't tell you how many times I'm looking for a realtor and there's no cell phone number. I don't want their landline. It's 8 p.m. It's not going to work. Anyway.
Isn't
are you
strange
easy to find?
How the word Google's become a verb and a noun
oh.
And an adverb and an adjective.
You digress.
Yes.
So now
how about
it's
an ask the expert question?
Ask the expert. I wrote it down somewhere. Okay. How do I get myself prospecting? Oh, this is so cool.
Mm.
This is a new guy to our Wickman family. Never been through a class, but he heard from a friend of his. Man, this is the best coaching program ever. And so he signed up, like kind of sight unseen. Like, I don't even know this. It's so cool. I love that. Anyway, he's at his first call, and here's what he says. The reason I signed up is because I have not been prospecting and I know I need accountability to prospect. What do I do to make sure that my participation now in R Squared Coaching is going to really generate, is going to cause me to prospect? Yeah. How do I get myself to prospect?
How do you make yourself make more calls?
Oh, do your shtick, baby.
Go ahead. Write this down. You can't. So stop trying. But you can create accountability around your calls with
5-90-10. And that's what came up over and over and over.
Of course it did.
It's not the first thing I was going to actually say, but yeah, 5-90-10. All right. So, but here's the first thing I was going to say. The first piece of advice he got was have an exact morning routine and write it out. Mm-hmm. I get up at 7 o'clock. I brush my teeth at 7:20. I mean, you know, like really write out what is your morning routine and stick to it, because if you start the day that way, and then it went into, you know, do you have weekly goals, annual goals? Are you time blocking? Are you doing your top five? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm spitting a lot of Wickman words out there. You should know what those mean. Here's what one guy said. This is so brilliant. You know, the anxiety about making the calls is not about the calls themselves. So when you make them, you know, you have fun talking to your people that you know, right? So it's not that people are going to hang up on you or be mean. The anxiety is starting. The anxiety is, I have to do this. Oh, it's going to be an hour. I think I procrastinate. And so how do you stop procrastination? The anxiety is about making the calls, not about the calls themselves. That was the direct quote. Make the easy ones first. Here's what someone said. If you asked my mother, she would say procrastination is my middle name. Don't you love that? But here's how I do it. I break it into components. I do my top five. I write down. I cross out. Here's what I did at the beginning of January that has really helped me so far. I took my book of business, which has 200 people in it. I think she said hers has 220. Shh, don't tell Floyd. I took my book of business and I divided it into 7-week periods. Hmm. That means I need to dial and call 25 people every 7 weeks. There is the coolest, never mind. It was a bird.
Oh, look, a bird.
I know. He had a crest over the top of his head. It was very cool. I know. Sorry. Okay. At least it wasn't a squirrel.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, in...
Animal theme today.
In 25 contacts times 7 weeks, and I put them together in Excel so that 3 times a year, I will be calling all 220 people. And so at the beginning of every week, I know these are the people that I need to try to reach. And then, of course, I will also call my new leads, and I will call the person I bumped into at the grocery store and whatever. But I just love that. And then, you know, join, if you're in R-Squared Coaching, join the Facebook group that's specific for R-Squared Coaching. Because if you're looking for a 5-90-10 partner or some encouragement or some structure... Yeah, and then 5-90-10. So anyway, how do you get yourself to make prospecting calls? Lots of good ideas. We got people prospecting. All of our students are prospecting.
Yes,
isn't it awesome?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and here's your turn.
That's my Ask the Experts
question.
It is? Yeah, it is. I'm prospecting. I did 5-90-10. I'm in the boot camp for videos. I'm doing a posting a video every day. I'm prospecting with 5-90-10. I have no... signatures yet.
Yeah, keyword yet.
Okay. What were we told? Post a video every day for a year and then tell me what happened.
Yeah.
It's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Yeah.
We're only 5 weeks into the year.
Yeah.
It's too soon to get discouraged. But if you're doing all the right things and you still don't have signatures, you take this question to your team. And what did they say to you?
I can't wait to find out.
They say, keep building inventory because you're going to need it.
Yeah.
Build inventory. You've already got the ones you got. They're going to sell. Work on building inventory. Make more calls.
Right. Double down. I have a bunch of people doubling down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have a Get by Giving Award winner with 36 years of experience who is doing 590/10 for the first time in his career. His average calls for the 10 years we've been coaching together was like 10, 12, 14 per week. Ah, now he's up to 30.
He's supposed to do 18 or you get a strike.
I know. Oh, here's one. Stop stressing and stop thinking.
Oh.
Just keep doing. Mm-hmm. Keep doing the work. And this was a lovely phrase. Keep doing the work and you will reap. Isn't that pretty? I love that. Here's another one. The only thing you can control is your attitude. And what does your attitude control?
Well,
your activity.
Yeah.
Everything you do.
And morning routine.
Yeah.
And getting your head thinking right.
I loved it when somebody said, it's not the calls that you make.
It's that you make the calls, Mike Palin always says, yes.
Yeah. And then it was my turn. And here's what I said. I'd like you to add a phrase to your presentations. Okay? You're getting in front of people, but here's the phrase I'd like you to add. Would you sign the contract, please? Let me say that again. Would you sign the contract, please? That's right. Somebody else said, yep, coffee is for closers. You need a cup of Alec Baldwin from Glengarry Glen Ross added to your lovely personality. Because we know none of you guys are pushy.
Right.
None of you are those cutthroat types.
Right.
You're all this relationship-based business.
Right.
We're not a transaction-based business. It's relationship-based.
But you do have to ask.
And you do have to ask. Because if you don't ask, the answer is always what?
No.
Or maybe later, or
we'll
think
be in
about
touch.
It. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Would you sign the contract, please?
This is what we do. This is called right. The profession of selling. How many times in your career have you heard someone say, well, I don't want to be a salesperson. I mean, I really like people. I don't want to be a salesperson.
Oh, you'd prefer to starve then.
Yeah, right? Like, this is the job. This is the profession. We have to ask. And you know, I love what Floyd taught us.
Yes.
And that is that we are in the job of helping people make a decision they'll be grateful for. Mm-hmm. So we don't pressure or push anybody, and we wouldn't do it selfishly, right? Like none of us. So when we encourage them, when we call the question, when we ask them to take action, it's because it's what's best for them. And if left to their own devices, they'll wander around in the desert for 40 years.
Let me quote Floyd. Our job is to help people make decisions which, if left to themselves, they wouldn't ordinarily make, but they'll thank us for later. That's what being a trusted advisor is about. But you've got to ask. So remember that. And it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's too soon to be discouraged. Keep doing the work and you will reap. Thank you, everybody.